Welcome into a Monday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osher, a day after a 34-18 loss at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Orchard Park against the Buffalo Bills. Okay, let's start right off the top here with the injury situation. Everybody wants to know about Cecil Shorts. What's the latest?
Well, Cecil, as well as Rashad Jennings and George Selvey, they'll all be in the concussion program. And unfortunately, what that means is you don't really know much until they announce it. You would think it'd be about Wednesday when we find out more about Cecil Shorts in particular.
Yesterday, the Jaguars ran for, I think, 50 yards in the game. A lot of that, Jennings was out with the head injury. Owens came in and ran pretty well, and it sounds like, from the sounds of Mike Mularkey's press conference today, that he's going to be the starting running back going forward.
Yeah, there's sort of the overhanging question of Will Maurice Jones-Drew play. Mike Mularkey called him very, very questionable. So as of right now, Mike said it will be Montel Owens if nothing else changes, and it's an opportunity for Montel. He's ran well at times when he's been in there. He's always taken advantage of the opportunity, been a great special teams player. So perhaps on Sunday we get a chance to see how he does as the starting running back.
Also have Murphy and Todman to go to. What about Greg Jones? Could you see Jones back there maybe, even going back to where he was early?
Yeah, the opposing linebackers and safeties don't want to see that. But, I mean, and I would think at this point there's a lot of committee stuff going on, so you may see him get a couple of carries. But for the most part, you would expect to see Montel get the brunt of the carries if Maurice can't go.
Believe it or not, there was a 10-7 lead in this game for Jacksonville yesterday with just under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And in a matter of nine plays going into halftime, it was 17-10 the other way. Yeah. And then the next three drives in the second half, Buffalo scored every time then and put the game out of reach. But it started on that kickoff return. Why? That's been a theme all year. The one play
happens
and you can't get over.
And, you know, Mike addressed that a little bit today in the press conference that, you know, just not quite able to handle that moment and get a big play on top of another big play. You know, he's talked a lot about all three units playing together. So far this season, that hasn't happened enough, and you're not sure why, but it certainly leads you to being 2-10.
Veteran cornerback Rasheen Mathis got 8 snaps in the game yesterday. This kind of came a little out of nowhere today in the press availability in the locker room and in Mike Mularkey's press conference. What's the latest with Rasheen? Why did he not play as much?
Well, Mike said that was a mistake that Mike made, and he talked to Rasheen today. Before he realized Rasheen was upset about it, they spoke, and he said, hey, I should have played you more. He expects Rasheen to play a more key role going forward, wanted to assure Rasheen that he's still a part of things. And I think you can assume the Rasheen will get more than 8 snaps going forward.
John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, JP.
Off day on Tuesday, back at it Wednesday, getting ready for the New York Jets on Inside the Jaguars.